DJ Gasparilla. DJ Gasparilla is one of the foremost DJs in the country, and he's been doing this for a pretty very long time. But today on the show, we're going to be talking a bit more than just the music. We are going to be talking about issues around town and around the nation. Okay, so let's see how long we can do this, and then on the flip side, I'll share with you our favorite four tunes of the day, and also see if I can have that conversation with Mike Abdul. So on the phones, let's get straight to it. We have my man, the Ashiwaju himself, D to the J, Gasparilla. Good morning, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine.
Hello. I hope it's not delaying. I hope the call is clear.
Yes, it's clear. It's clear. It's clear. So far, so good.
Okay. All right. How are you doing in this lovely day?
What did you call it?
Lovely day. Coronavirus. COVID day.
You know what? I was just talking about it a while ago.
Yes.
The federal government has declared a public holiday for Friday, April 9th, April 10th, what is it again? Friday and Monday for, that's Good Friday and Easter Monday. So, I got a talk, say, this public holiday, we don't even know the difference. People don't even know the difference between Monday and Tuesday. How do they now know which one is?
Oh my God! What have we been doing all these days?
Man,
what have we been doing all these days?
It's public. Please tell me.
Why did they have to do that? I mean, just to show that they are working. The working that these people should be doing right now is distributing food to all households. So all households are not two derikas for one community. Because I read it online that somebody up there who is the Minister of Information and Busy Communication said, so far so good, Nigerians are not hungry, 100 billion naira has been spent on food for Nigerians. And I'm how many are we? Nigeria, we are almost 200 million, not even 200 million, yes? So let's just say you have spent 100 billion, like you said. And I didn't get one cobalt. See, look, we are just 200. Yeah? Give us 200 million. 1 million per person. Eat the rest. We don't mind.
Our 200 million will not go around now.
Look. Wait now. Shebi, we are 200 million in Nigeria.
Yes.
Abi?
Yes.
Yeah,
approximately.
And I am
yes.
saying they should share 200 million naira.
That's gonna be one naira each now. That's gonna be 1 naira each, sir.
200. So okay, what will make it one million?
My calculator go bust, sir.
Because me, I don't go school.
My calculator will bust. Because yeah. if they give every Nigerian 1 naira, it should be 200 million naira.
Yeah.
So, even...
It should be 200 million. If you give every Nigerian 1 million, it should be 200 billion.
Trillion.
It's not up to trillion. It won't be trillion.
Yeah. 200 million.
If it's going to be 200 million by 1 million, it has to be 200 something. Let's say 200 billion. Don't even give us that.
Trillion.
Don't give us 1 million. Give us maybe 200,000. Not 200K. Yeah. And if you want to enter next year and rule for the next 10 years, I think people will not mind. They will say you came to our aid when we were in Covely Day. This is my first stuff, right? People listening in, don't mind me, or this is how I think, right? It's just me thinking out loud, yes? So I believe that, and I'm straightforward.
Right.
I'll be 55 years tomorrow, and I think I'll
come on
to that
age. Come on now.
Where I can fart in public.
Yes. Man, so you do stuff like that?
I can fart in public now and expect people to tell me sorry. Do you know what I'm saying? I've attained the age of elder statesman. Come on now. So I have to say what I have to say. Seriously, why are you Yes. What we should be thinking of is how to get out of it. What do we do when all this is over? It's what we should be told, not to be saying we are declaring, well, share with the world before me. Nobody is going out, nobody is doing anything aside from us journalists that must work, whether journalists and police. Yeah, and NEPA. Yeah, we must work. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because that's our work, you know, we have to do what we got to do. Yeah. But seriously, the civil servants, all of them are at home, and you are declaring a public holiday for them. Hello?
I think
what we should be talking is...
I think maybe they're just... The public holiday is just to... Yes. Christians have no good talk, say, they don't even... Because if they don't do public holiday again, Christians too will say, they did not declare public holiday. That this and that, if it's Muslims...
Some of Christians are not that... Christians are not that kinijari, leave all that in alone. Christians are looking for a way now to congregate in church and worship God on Easter Sunday. That's what they are thinking of. It's not how to stay at home. All Christians are tired right now, staying at home. And I think Muslims too, they are tired, staying at home. Do you get what I'm saying? So I do not believe anybody is going to come out to say, why didn't you declare public holiday when we have been holiday for over 2 weeks or going to 2 weeks now? So tell us something, you know, just tell us something different from the usual. Declaring a public holiday is the usual. We all know that the holiday has been declared since. In other states of the Federation, for instance, where you think people are working, I don't think people are actually working. Or maybe they declared it for all those other states where the lockdown is not effective.
Mm.
Yeah? Maybe people are going to work, to hustle and all that, you know. I got people calling me from places to say, bros, I beg, send me something, I broke. And I'm like, guy, we are on a lockdown in Lagos. Nobody's going anywhere. Mm. So now me suppose they ask you now, I say, make you send us. You get what I'm saying? Say, yeah. Nigerians. Look, without you saying, if Lagos is on a lockdown, Bob, forget them. Nigeria is on a lockdown, man.
Right, and Abuja too, so.
You know what I'm saying? If Lagos is locked down, and then the administrative headquarters of Nigeria is locked down. Nigeria is locked down. Mm. Tell us something that will motivate us, that will make us happy. Yeah, that okay, we are in such a something like this, so but it's not an issue, yeah, because we are planning ahead. So the moment people start to work again, this is what we are going to do, this is what we are going to do. Right. And Nigerians will be happy, not telling us we're already in a holiday. Have another holiday inside of the holiday.
No, Wala. That one is even a small issue. It's even a small issue. Let's get on to some bigger ones right now. All right, guys. We have on the show DJ Gosperella, one of the foremost gospel DJs in Africa, one of the pioneer DJs in Africa, and not just for that, he's also an elder in the game. Like you mentioned already, tomorrow he is 55 years old, guys. So we celebrate that, DJ Gosperella.
Yes.
DJ Gosperella. Now,
this like you guys say Nigeria's gospel DJ, okay? Africa too big. big small dog. Yeah? I'm okay with being Nigeria's premier gospel music DJ, yeah?
Okay, yeah, this season, yeah, the lockdown and everything has forced us as Christians to worship from their houses. And for certain people who had been doing online services before now, even certain people had been criticized for doing that. Like, you have to go to church physically. If you are not in the church, you are not worshiping God. I mean, if you are doing online service, you are just deceiving yourself. I've had that conversation with a number of people. But now, The narrative is changing, and the same people that said if you are not in church, in the church building, you are deceiving yourself, are the same ones who are now telling you that please make sure you, you know, tune in via YouTube or via this to make sure you connect with our service. What would you say how would you say this entire situation that we are going through right now is, how would you say it is changing the narrative?
Changing the narrative.
Yeah.
Tola, it has been said that change is the only thing that is permanent, yes? A whole lot of people, well, look, as a DJ, we started with very heavy equipment. Now you can actually DJ a party with your phone, right? If you know what you are doing with it. Do you get what I am saying?
Yeah.
See, when Jesus Christ came, he didn't sit down in one place to, you know, pack people down. I can count how many times he was found in the synagogue of the day, maybe about two or three times, all through. Yeah? And it was told us in the Bible that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. What has happened is some of our people cannot embrace the new way of life. Yeah? And because some people get a high by how many people comes to church, the numbers in church every Sunday, they believe that church is the building. And most people have been brainwashed into that belief that if you do not go to church on a Sunday morning, you don't worship God. It's a lie. In fact, it's a lie of the devil. Yeah? Because that's why you find out that most people, when they are in a problem, they will run to, they'll be looking for pastor. When the scripture says that the righteous shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall get well, you shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. People have been put under bondage by this belief that you must be in church on Sunday morning for you to have worship God. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, I've always said that for every bad thing, there's a good thing. You see this coronavirus thing, China be wanting to do the world bad. But what they have done is to actually turn the face of people to the Almighty God. Man, I watch some stuff on the internet. People are kneeling down on the streets and they are lifting their hands unto God because he's the only one they now believe that can save. One. Two, people now believe that they can actually sit in their homes and worship God. What did he say? God, yes, do not despise the gathering of the righteous. I agree. In such gatherings, a whole lot of stuff is done. But when you want to meet with God face to face, most times it's in the secret place. Yeah? It's when you meet with him one-on-one in the secret place. That is where he reveals the future to you, that the prophet or your prophet will confirm. Some people just eat or drink or leak or whatever, hook, line, and sinker, whatever comes out of the man of God, that is like a prophecy that does not resonate with them. And they believe that it's their own when God has not told them. Whatever the man of God or the prophet tells you is a confirmation of what God has already told you in the secret place when you were worshiping him in truth and in spirit. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what is going to happen, and praise God for it all, is that a whole lot of people now know that they can sit down in the cool and comfort of their living rooms on Sunday morning, which is not originally the Sabbath day. I'm throwing stones and shaking lots of tables, but you asked the question, so I have to say what I have to say. Yeah? They cannot sit down. They cannot sit down in their homes. In fact, lie down on their bed and watch their pastor preach. And then, of course, the pastors have made it easier by telling them they can pay online if you want to give your offerings and your tithes. So, eventually, it's a good thing for most people now because some people, they have stuff that they know they must do, you know, but because they have been so inculcated into the religion of going to church on Sunday to show their best clothes, yeah, their best shoes and their latest watches and cars, they have to go. Do you get? Look, coronavirus has come to open our eyes. come to open our eyes to the fact that all of us are human beings, whether you be bishop or you be pastor or you be billionaire or you be millionaire, or wherever you are, whether you be president or not. What coronavirus has come to show all of us is that we are human, first and foremost, before our positioning. So I am saying that at the end of the day, when we leave this covely day, our lives never going to be the same again. Of course, some people will return to their normal old ways. But you see, many are called, few are chosen. Narrow is the way that leads to life. Those who we know, we know. Nothing happens without God knowing. I have said it and I know it. China wouldn't have come out with this, their coronavirus, if God has not already put in place a savior. If God did not want this to happen, it wouldn't have happened. Yes. So what I'm trying to say, it is at the end of the day, those who will lift up their face to God and believe that he's the only one who can save them out of whatever, that will remain.
Yeah.
For he has said it and he means it. His word is valid every day and any time. That though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, for I'm with you, my rod and my staff, to comfort you. And I said to people, God knew that this shadow of death called coronavirus was going to come. He already told you, don't be afraid of it, because I am with you, my rod and my staff, to lead you through this valley of the shadow of coronavirus. You will come out on the other side a better person. So what am I saying to people? Guard your heart in this season. Guard your heart. Look, it's not every message that is sent to you on the internet that you read. Guard your heart. Corona, if you ask me how many people are infected in Lake Nigeria, I don't know. Why don't I know? I'm not interested. Do you get? Right. Not because I do not have compassion, but I do not want to know that yesterday it was 20 people, today is 50 people, next tomorrow is 90 people. What does that do? It starts to put fear in people's hearts. So I'm not interested. What I am doing on a daily basis, I wake up and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever you want us to learn out of this stuff that is happening, this pandemic or this stuff that is happening right now, Father, let it be in Jesus' mighty name. Your will be done. Yeah? And I refuse to listen to or I refuse to read anything that is contrary to my belief that God knows about this and he has already taken care of it even before he started. If it's the end of the world, to God be the glory. Those who have been shouting grace, I just pray that grace is still alive. Now, if you get what I am saying, okay, let me just say Selah. Yeah? Because the scripture says people will still be eating and drinking and be giving birth to children and going to school and just living life the normal way when the end time will come. Yeah? So it's all happening now. What is that? I don't want to go into, you know, making it be like, say, person, the preacher and all that, yes. Oh, okay, sorry, we are ready. Are they speak broken, yeah? Is it allowed?
It's allowed. It's allowed, though, man.
I don't say I'm Elijah Delta, so we shall be verse where we are, you know. So basically, yeah, coronavirus is a good thing that came with a bad image. Yes. The whole world is never going to be the same again. Yes. And if you are worried about, the third world order or whatever order is going, they are planning it and all that. If it is written in the Bible that third world order will happen, there's nothing anybody can do about it. It is there already. Mm. Excepting we pray and God says, okay, I have heard you and I'm going to take it up, take it away. Aside from that, God said, my word will never fall to the ground without achieving that which I sent it out to do. My words are yea and amen, and that is it. He has said it, if it's written in the book of Revelation, that at this time of the existence of man, these things will happen. Oga, there's nothing anybody can do about it. It's going to happen. But if it's not there, believe you me, when the people who are causing all this trouble think that they have won, is when God will come. Because he delayed long enough to show that he is God.
Mm.
When he was called to come and raise Lazarus, heal Lazarus, he didn't go until Lazarus died and he has been in the grave for 3 days or more. He delayed long enough to show the power of God that is at work. So I am saying that if coronavirus is of the Lord and is written in the Bible, that it will come to pass, and this is what is going to happen if we stay. But if it is not, God will come and will shame everybody who is trying to play God in the lives of men. Because this earth still belongs to the Lord. Bible says the heavens is his throne, the earth is his full stools. He sits down in heaven and he watches over the affairs of men. He watches over the affairs of men. There is nothing that happens that God does not know about. So if you are born again genuinely and you worship him in truth and in spirit, do not fear. For this only is a shadow of death. It's not death itself.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's
yes, sir.
That's the truth. I mean, so basically, I mean, I kind of agree with you. I do, because if the word has said this and this and this will happen, and then we start to see these and these things that the God has said will happen, then hey, there's pretty much nothing you can do about it. But just to also check out the word and confirm how these and this and this will end. Yeah,
exactly.
And just align in God's plan.
He says there is no temptation. He said there is no temptation. God will not allow any temptation that is more than you to come to you. For out of the temptation, he has already made a way out of it.
Hmm.
We do not find the way that God has already made out of every temptation. What we do is we are looking at the temptation itself and expanding it beyond how it's supposed to be. There is a way. The world belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof. His eyes are upon the sparrow. He knows what is going on. With this pandemic, the Lord God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, already knew it was going to happen and he's made a way out of it. If this is not the end of the world, it cannot be the end of the world unless God says it is the end of the world. Nobody can force it. Do you get? Mm. So there's already a way out of it. And I mean, I'm begging Christians. If you don't just, look, this is no time for you to be saying I'm a Christian by my, I go to church. The devil goes to church. I quote scriptures. What did you think the devil was quoting to Jesus Christ when he took him to the top of the hill? There were scriptures as well. The devil quotes scriptures. He says, those who worship me in truth and in spirit, they are mine. They hear my voice when I speak. Do you get? Mm. So, what am I saying? If you know you are genuinely a child of God in this season, and in case you are not yet, this is the time for you to genuinely give your life to Jesus Christ. Look, there's nothing I think anybody has done that is worse than what David did.
Mm.
And God still called David after my own heart. So yes, you have been going to church and you'll be fornicating, you'll be sleeping around. That is the easiest for me. Between you and I, is the easiest temptation that befalls man. That one is pam pam, it's happening right now. God already forgave you. So what am I saying? God has already forgiven you. So the thing is not to fall and remain there. The thing is to fall and rise. I'm trying to encourage people now who think they have done so many things that, you know, how can I be child of God after I've done this, I've done that. And I'm telling you, that's why Jesus Christ came. That's why he died on the cross. Yeah? And you see, righteousness is our own righteousness that we try to walk. It's nothing but filthy rags before the Almighty God. This thing is not by power nor by might, but by his spirit. Through grace have we been saved.
Mm.
Do you understand? So if you are there and you say, I've been going to church and all I've been going to do is to, you know, just show off my clothes, my new shoes, my car, and then pick me from church and all that. Look, the blood of Jesus Christ has washed you clean. But you have to accept it and move away from that place and ask the Holy Ghost to help you so that when the come comes to become, you can call upon the name of the Lord and he will answer you. Do you get?
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ didn't come to die for believers. So That's why when he was sending his disciples out, he didn't say, go into the church and preach all the gospel. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel. So, I don't want to throw stones at them. We could leave all these things. So, what I'm just trying to say in essence, is, look, kneel down. Yeah, and look up to God and say, Father, I am sorry, forgive me my sins, and go to him genuinely in surrender of your will and everything, and the God that I know and the Holy Spirit that I know will help you out. Okay, so that when this comes to become and the rapture comes, you will be among them. It's not because it's not about going to church. I all of us know that now. That is not a, you don't have to be in church to be a believer. Believing in Jesus Christ is a lifestyle. It's not something that you put on a Sunday morning and then when you come back, you put it aside. Somebody gave me an interview one time and I was saying that, you know, the funniest thing that happens in church is people are in church 5 minutes ago, and from church they are going to a beer parlor, and the moment they leave church, the kind of music they are playing in their car is not something that you can even. Somebody took me up on it. And so what am I trying to say? That if you play secular music, I'm not born again. My simple answer was garbage out. Yeah. The day of trial will come. I will know if it's that music without God that will save you. You know, so when we say what we say, people believe want to try to believe that we are trying to prove that we are holy, we're too holy. No, it is knowledge. Oga, when the trouble comes, forget all those things that you think, okay, we are in one kind of, whether we like it or not, tribulation, according to what Jesus Christ said, that in this world we shall have many tribulations. Which is Wahala, which is coronavirus. Yeah? Then we should be on good check because he has overcome the world for us. Yes, but we have overcome the world for you. Are you part of the you? Do you get? Can you beat your chest and say, yes, I am part of the you when Jesus Christ comes? Can you, when rapture happens and it looks like as if they are taking everybody beside you? They are not taking you. Can you smell that too? You have to take me because I did this in your name. Not by doing it in your name. You already said people will be saying, I cast out demons in your name and all that. And we say, get thee behind me. I know you not. You workers of iniquity. What does that tell you again? This thing is not by power nor by might. It's not by works. It's by grace that we have been saved. Yeah? Why am I preaching too long? Because I love you. Okay, I do not want anybody to go to hell, and I don't even want you to suffer on earth. You know, taller people ask me, you know, I have one guy asked me one day, I remember this one particularly, and he looked at me and he said, DJ Gosporella, tell us something. And I'm, what do you want me to tell you? Are you sure it's this gospel that you are doing? And I'm like, yeah, why? He said, Bob's people, they broke you, you know, they broke. How? I said, because I am fulfilling purpose. I had a covenant with God when he was calling me out. My nightclub at day, JJ, I was doing my stuff. I was earning good money and having fun. Yet a born again Christian, no. Yeah? And then he calls me and I'm like, eh? How? And he said, I want you to go and do the same thing in my house. Which house? Do you get? Because I'm already a born again Christian, and I used to pray at the corner when I closed from the club. That's why I'm saying, look, it's your heart that God is after. If your heart is for the Lord, forget it. My being a DJ in the nightclub after I got born again was a means to an end. And everybody in the they used to call me a psycho. Why would they call me a psycho? Because I won't drink, I won't smoke, I won't. You see, that is being a light in the darkness. And they will tell you when you are coming to me for to play a particular song, try to bribe me or something. Don't just go there. The guy won't collect anything from you. Do you get? So you can be a Christian. In fact, you should be a Christian in those places. There was a time in this nation, after I got born again and I became DJ Gospelella, and I will enter into a club, and because of me, the moment I enter, they will play a gospel song. How wow. great can you be?
Wow.
Do you understand? Just as I enter like that, they will say, DJ Gospelella is in the building, Nigeria's premier gospel DJ, all here, boom, and they will play a gospel song for me. And everybody will sing along the gospel song. My 50th birthday was done in a nightclub. That night, I'm sure people gave their life to Christ. Because it was a normal nightclub session, but I invited the Sammy Okosos of this world and everybody. And that night, it was gospel music and all more men. Even I said, Father, this is what I want to do. Do you get what I am saying?
Yeah.
Go into all the world and make disciples of men. It's not in the church. Do you get? So it's like I'm talking too much and forgetting everything. But you know, the truth still remains that if you can genuinely repent and give your life to Christ, and you are sure in your heart of hearts that when you go to heaven, you can decree a thing and it shall come to pass. You know, people are yabbing pastors now. They say, where are all these pastors that used to declare things and do diseases that? You see, it is one thing to, you know, in peacetime, to be saying that I'm a general of the kingdom of God. General, where no good war front. My faith general. When you say, you are a general, you have a pot belly. You are not a general. No. Yeah. A general, you should look fit. Should look spiritually fit. A general in the lost kingdom should look spiritually fit. Yeah? He has been shaking left, right, and center, so he cannot get hurt. Do you understand? Papa Deboye, how old is he? I think almost 80 now. He fat? He cannot. That man can't be fat. How can he be fat? That's a general in the Lord's army. When they say he eats maybe out of a whole year, he eats only maybe 3 times or 4 times. Wow. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So that's how a general fights. He fights for his people. Yes, he fights for his people. So when he declares a thing, it comes to pass. That's what we are saying. Okay? When you do God's work the way he wants you to do it, you do not ask before you are given. Scripture says, before he asks, he receives. Yeah, you can't be doing your own thing, your own way, and then you expect God to make provisions for you. Yeah, in this season that we are sitting at home, some people are still making money. Sure, you know.
Yes, sir.
The Lord is providing. He's making. Some people are begging, and they are Christians. There are some people who know their God as some people who know their God as Jehovah Jireh. They look up to the hills from whence comes their help. And Jehovah Jireh stretches forth meat. They can't beg, lie. The children of Israel in Goshen, they didn't beg after they were being rescued. So you got to be a bona fide child of God for you to lay claim to the things of God. You say I'm a gospel artist. Okay, I want to throw another stone. Yeah.
Come on.
I'm a gospel artist. I sing for Christ. Yeah. And then in the night, you are in the nightclub singing other songs.
Where do you stand?
My God, who is fooling who? God cannot be mocked, though. Salt water and pure water cannot come out of the same source, and you expect rewards. Scripture says God is a good God and he's a rewarder. Them that diligently seeking, find waiting, go and look for Nigeria.
Yeah, I'm here. The network seems to be acting up a little, though.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, sir. Yes, sir. Network seems to be acting up a little. We're going to try to reestablish the connection and see if we can go for the final lap of the conversation. All right, let's try to do that. By the way, in case you just plugged in and you're wondering what's going on, we have DJ Gosparella in with us, chatting with us on the show this morning, touching on quite a number of issues that are very, very relevant to today's conversation. So let's get back into it. Yes, welcome back, sir. Hello. Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. You are hearing me, right?
Loud and clear.
Okay, people, make sure I know where it is. Nigeria happened on the call. Okay, so you get what I'm trying to say. All I'm trying to do by my long talk is to encourage us Christians and the ones yet to come to the light that, look, when people tell you that, or when you are called into the kingdom of God and you find your place in the kingdom of God, all you have to do.
All right, so we're going to go for the final lap of the conversation right about now, so we then can take it from there. I really do hope you're learning a lot from what he's been sharing so far, DJ Gosparella. Okay, so let's have that chat. Let's do this. I'm going to call him right back on the air and then see how we can take it from there. It's 10:42 from Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you. If you're listening to a repeat broadcast or a recording, you are very welcome. Yeah. Welcome back, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, which one? Okay, we can continue.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I'm just trying to do, my long sermon, is to help us, encourage us, those of us who... the order of them that are diligently seeking. Nobody plants corn today and reaps it the same day. There is a process. God is Alpha, is Omega, yes, beginning and the end. But there is a middle. That middle is a process time. That you will get to the end is in no doubt if you do not cut your life short by the things that you do by yourself, yes. But the process that you must get to from your beginning, that's the day you were born, to the day you go back to him, God already knew. How fast you get to that place depends on you. So what are we trying to say? We are trying to motivate you, encourage you, that don't just be a born-again Christian by mouth. See, covely day, okay, sorry, that's the word I coined. So, you know, coronavirus or no coronavirus, God already knew what this is going to be. Look, I can tell you, because his eye is on the sparrow, he already knew how many people are going to join him and those who are going to remain. You understand?
Yeah.
It is not even by whether borders are closed or borders are not closed, or you are sitting at home or you are not sitting at home. The truth remains that God already knew all this was going to happen, and how it's going to end, he already knows. And I tell you the truth. A way has already been made out of it. And I just want people to look at. That's why I was, you know, taken by surprise when you say that the holiday has been declared inside of a holiday. Nigeria is on holiday. Yeah. What we should be looking out for is the way out of whatever is happening right now that God has already provided.
Yeah.
Wow. So that when we come out of it, we'll come out refreshed. We hope. Okay. So this is basically what we are saying by our long talk. Give your life to Christ. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much. I mean, there's a lot you have shared today. I mean, it's going to take a lot to just sink all of that in. And for some people, you might need to listen to the repeat broadcast at night again to be able to catch up some of the things that DJ Gosparella shared. Before I let you go, though, tomorrow is your birthday. But before we even celebrate you on that one, what song or what songs will you say is helping you get through this particular period?
Alpha and Omega.
By who?
I didn't remember names. What was my own?
But which of them? Is it the you are Alpha and Omega?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. That should be Israel Houghton. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
I wanted to call him McDowell.
Wow. That's nice. That's nice.
You are Alpha and Omega. Mm. All things belong to you. You already know whatever it is and all that. Mm. My message to everybody is to guide your heart diligently. Guide your heart diligently. Don't open internet to start looking for what is now happening about coronavirus. Open your Bible and read what happened when the children of Egypt were going through stuff and what the children of Israel were enjoying at the time that the children of Egypt were going through all those things. That's what you should be looking out for. That's the way out. It's not how many, you know. Just guide your heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
guide
sir.
Guide your heart diligently.
Yes, yeah? Sir.
You are a journalist and you have to let people know stuff. Don't tell them the part of the stuff that is going to make their heart fail. Yeah? We heard about an 83-year or 103-year-old woman that was, you know, cured of coronavirus. Well, nobody shouted about it. It's how many people that died in that same environment that people were talking about.
Right.
So as a journalist, what's your job? Is it to put fear in people's hearts or to motivate people and encourage them to live life? That's who I am. I have come to give you life and life abundantly. Yeah? So you don't preach death to people. Preach life to them. Give them hope of a better tomorrow. That all things are possible to them that believe. That God Almighty knows whatever it is that is happening right now and He's already made a way. And the way is simple. What was happening in Egypt was not happening in Goshen. Why was it not happening in Goshen? Find out what the children of Israel did at that time that made that thing not to happen there while it was happening in their next door neighbor. And you are free to go. Read your Bible. Guide your heart. Forget all these things, my friend, and just live life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so very much. It's been such a great time just having you on the show with us this morning, even despite the fact that we're not together physically. But thank you so very much.
This is the new communication system.
And also,
I'm interviewing everybody this season. On Sunday, I'm going to be having the Jamaican. What's her name again?
Cheryl Franklin.
I told you guys, I don't remember all that.
Well, I think you had Sinatra on your show. Did you have Sinatra on your show on Sunday?
I had Sinatra on my show on Sunday.
Oh, nice. How was that?
Ask Sinatra, she will tell you.
Come on now.
She said to me, I'll be glad to come back again.
Like, really nice.
That's how it should be done.
Nice.
So we are having Shobo Franklin all the way from Kingston, Jamaica, for Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And we are going to be talking a whole lot of stuff, my brother. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We talk about her music, her life, how she's handling all this. She's going to bring a word of encouragement
to
our listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. This is how it should be. Leave the thing itself and encourage people to live life. Yeah,
fantastic.
Let's do what we have to do.
Thank you so much.
That's my birthday special.
Yeah. So happy birthday in advance to you. Yeah.
Can I tell people what I'll be doing tomorrow?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, tomorrow by 10 a.m. because I'm 55. It's 55 years of my of existence on the earth, and then 35 years as a DJ. Yes.
Whoa.
So tomorrow, I believe from 10 a.m. to 10:55 a.m. I am going to be doing a live Instagram and Facebook birthday mix.
Wow. Live.
Okay, so this 55 minutes of non-stop gospel jams, I am, for the first time, I'm going to load online for people to download as my birthday gift.
Wow.
To all those who are loyal to Christendom.
Nice one.
Yes. That's my gift.
Nice.
And
one,
then
nice
whoever
one.
Wants to give me a gift, you ask me.
You said you are collecting gifts too, eh?
I'm collecting gifts, bro. They say if you give, you should receive.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then if mama feed pikin, feed. When the pikin grow, it will begin feeding mama. I've been giving my best to Christendom. Christendom should give me something. A workman is worth his wages. So I ask. On Sunday, I will still ask. I've never done it before. I have even set up something on a web page that is called gifter.com and stuff. If you want to know whatever it is that you should give me, I've written it there. I'm giving the link online today. I don't think Janice said you should give me everything. Just
pick the one you want.
Just contribute your own quota and say, okay, I'm giving into the life of this man of God. And I've already asked God, whoever gives me, if you give me 1 naira, you will get 2 naira back.
Come on now.
If you give me 100K, you will get 200K back. Pressed down, shaking together and running over. I've already asked God and he has said, go ahead.
Wow.
So I don't just want to give for myself. I want to give so that you can prosper. I'm talking like some of those pastors right,
yes,
now.
Nah. We know the line now.
I'm not playing with you, I beg you.
But thank you so much, DJ Gospel.
Yes,
it was such a great chat. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Bye-bye now. My love
Bye.
To the family. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, sir. That was DJ Gosparella. great friend of mine. One of my senior friends. You know, he's 55, man. A small boy like me having 55-year-old friends, you know. What can I say to these things? That's where I get to talk. Sometimes I just hang out with some of my elderly friends and just listen to them. Yeah, listen to them. Sometimes they try to form all humble and say, hey, we are together. I say, no. You people are my brosses. But it's all good. That was a fantastic one. I hope you enjoyed the interview with DJ Gosparella. I totally enjoyed it, though. It was quite insightful. If you listen close, there were a lot of things he mentioned during the interview that correlated with some things that I've been sharing on the show since yesterday. Did you notice? For example, earlier today, I talked about how God has made everything available for you. How God has provided everything you need has been made available already. What you need is revelation to be able to access the resources that He already has provided for you. And He talked about that while we were talking as well. Well, in a different way, but he did talk about it. Anyway, it's now 10:53. Can you imagine how the time is flying? Oh, Lord. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Anyway, let's get into it. So, 11 o'clock will be time for me to share with you our favorite four tunes of the day. That is looking really good. I want to give a big shout out to my man, Stephen Osaduni, who was just plugged into the show right now. Ah, look at you. You came little. It says, hi, Praise World Radio. I'm just joining in. Who's on the call? That was DJ Gosparella. I think I answered that already. DJ Gosparella. He's 55 years old tomorrow. So that's like his. Anyway, while I was speaking with DJ Gosparella, I did ask him a song, which I am going to ask you in the 11 o'clock hour. But looks like Stephen Osaduni, my friend UK Storm, is already answering the question already. Yolanda Adams, he says, Victory by Yolanda Adams is helping me a lot getting through daily. And so basically, the question I had is, what is that one song that is helping you through this season that you are in right now? Let us know. Let me know about it. We are on Twitter at PraiseBald_. We are on Instagram at PraiseBald_. Maybe we're going to put up that question on Instagram as well, so you can just drop a comment right there. Yes, I'm feeling good today as well too. For those who checked up and Motu Mesin said yesterday, working from home kind of sounds good on me. Mm-hmm. Thanks to my wife. She makes it so good. Here's Victory by Yolanda Adams right here on the Praise O'Clock Show, bringing our time to 10:55. When we are done with this song, it's going to be time for favorite 4 tunes of the day. So this song is going to lead us straight into the final hour of the Praise O'Clock Show. Stay with us. This is Where You Should Be. Here is Victory by Yolanda Adams.